The G.I. Journal goes to press. Hello, Editor-in-Chief Jack Carson speaking. Well, Ben, it's nice to be back in the swivel chair once again, and I guess right now would be a good time to find out what's happening around here. Hey, Ransom Sherman.
Yes, Chief?
Oh, Ranch, you don't have to call me Chief all the time. Don't be so formal. Just call me what everybody else calls me around here.
Oh, I'll try, but I can't remember all those names.
Never mind. How's business in the advertising department?
Well, I sold a few ads, Chief. I just printed this one in the personal column. Listen to this. Army pilot in Burma wants to meet the daughter of a whirling dervish. Object, straighten up and fly right.
Great work. Any others?
Mm-hmm. Here's one a corporal put in the lost and found column. Lost. One dog, black paws, black body, black head, black tail, black ears, and black nose.
What's his name?
Blondie. Yeah. And then there's one more, Chief. Wanted by a mess sergeant, capable cook with every other tooth missing.
Why should he want a cook with every other tooth missing?
Comes in might be handy when you scallop a pie.
Ransom. Ransom, did anyone ever tell you have a very small IQ?
Oh, I know that, but that's just since I've been wearing a girdle.
Is that all, I hope?
No. I have an ad here that I wrote myself.
Oh,
it's the one that's supposed to sell a personality course to GIs by Dr. P.U.Q.
P-U-Q?
Yep, it's awful.
Well, let's hear what the old stinker has to say.
Okay. Attention, all GIs. Do you have a winning personality, or are you still a PFC? Are you so unattractive to girls that the only way you can get the thrill of a kiss is by slurping a noodle out of a Dixie cup? If so, leave us face it, chum. You're repulsive. Enroll at once in Dr. Few's personality course. No books to read, no lessons to do, no questionnaires to fill out. Just send us $100 a week for 10 weeks. At the end of that time, we'll have $1,000. Chief, get a load of this letter from a satisfied customer.
Well, before I took this course, I didn't have no personality at all. I used to talk like this.
How do you talk now?
Oh, now I say the cutest thing.
Ransom. Catch that guy the next time he comes around and throw him out of here, will you?
I will.
How are the plans going for our annual bathing beauty contest?
Oh, I'm glad you asked it just that way. I put in a big ad for girls, Chief, right on the first page, so we ought to be getting results right away.
Oh, great work, Ranch. But now let's take time out for some music. It's that fine musical group, Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame, in their arrangement of Chichi Castananga. This is for Poochie and his crewmates at Navy 415.
There's no way you're going to where you are going to live with your head in the clouds. You'll find that everything is peachy, simply keechy, keechy, keechy down in Cheechy Cat tonight, though. In Cheechy Cat tonight, though. And the girl you left behind you has a healthy way to find you. If you think you're down in Cheechy Cat tonight, though. And so be glad you can go to Cheechy Cat tonight, though.
Our bathing beauty contest brings some good-looking dames.
Yeah, me too. The girls last year were so homely, we had to give the prize to Bucktooth Annie. Well, she had the biggest buck teeth I ever saw.
Oh, her teeth weren't so big.
Not much they weren't. She was the only dame on the beach who could prop herself up in the sand without using her elbows.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chief. You took her out later, didn't you?
Yeah, I took her out. You should have seen her eat soup with those teeth. The way she separated the beets from the carrots gave the Navy an idea for a minesweeper. But I have a feeling that this year we're going to get some really beautiful girls for the contest. Come in.
Hello, is this the office of the G.I. Journal?
Yes. Don't mind me. Go ahead and empty the wastebasket.
Oh, you don't understand. Mr. Carson, I got out of bed and came down here to enter your bathing beauty contest.
She should have stood in bed. By the way, what's your name?
Amanda Cute, namely.
What's the Q for?
Cute.
Oh, brother. Tell me, Miss Snavely, are you serious about wanting to enter this bathing beauty contest?
Oh, yes. It was only last week I was in a beauty contest and I won first prize.
First prize?
Yes. The Butchers Association elected me Miss Kitchen Fat of 1940.
Well, you certainly got the lard for it. I don't know if you meet all the requirements for our bathing beauty contest. Come over here and let me take a look at you.
Take your hands off me.
What? Why, I never touched you.
I know. I was just practicing.
Tell me, Miss Snavely, what kind of an appearance did you present in the bathing suit? Did they say that you looked like a siren?
No. They said I looked more like the whole fire engine.
I suppose you wear a very seductive and daring bathing suit?
Oh, I can think so. But a terrible thing happened
what?
To it. The moths ate a hole in the elbow.
You sound like you spent a lot of time at the beach.
Oh, yes. I love to swim. But the other day, I had a very narrow escape. I hollered for help, and the lifeguard came out and grabbed me by the hair.
Did he make it all right back to the beach?
Oh, yes. And then he swam back out to get me.
Hello, Kate. Hair or no hair, you're our first entry in our bathing beauty contest, Mrs. Snape.
Oh, good. I'll be back in a little while. I've got to go out and buy some liquid makeup.
Liquid makeup?
Yes. It's very hard to find just the right thing to match my legs.
I'll say it is. Where are you going to find bow-legged bottles these days? What a character. Now I know what a top sergeant's mother-in-law looks like. While we're waiting for some more contestants, let's listen to paragraph 2 of G.I. J.'s musical column. It's Master Sergeant Harry Bluestone and the band of the Army Air Forces Training Command playing It Could Happen to You for Battery C of the 299th Anti-Aircraft Artillery and the gun crew of the SS Norman E. Mack.
Thank you.
Jack.
Well, Linda Darnell. Hey, Linda, you look wonderful tonight.
Thanks, Jack.
I just love that dress you're wearing.
Well, I am awfully glad you do, Jack, because this is my favorite dress. You know, no matter how the fashions change or how many new styles come out, somehow I always manage to cling to this dress.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of vice versa going on. Linda, you may think I'm exaggerating, but I'd rather go with you than any of the other girls I know.
Really? Well, who are the other girls you know?
My sister and my mother.
Oh,
no, kidding. Really, Linda, I'm serious.
Well, Jack, I wouldn't ordinarily believe you, but after what I saw yesterday, I do.
Huh? Why? What did I do yesterday?
Well, I saw you on the street yesterday, and two very pretty girls passed you, and you didn't even whistle.
Well, in the first place, Linda, I'm not the type of a man who whistles at girls. In the second place, they were both police women.
I see, but how did you know they were both police women?
I whistled at them the day before. Let's not talk about me, Linda. Let's talk about you. How come you came over to G.I. Journal tonight, huh?
Well, I saw your ad in the paper about the new contest you're running, so I came over to enter it.
Huh? Oh, no, Linda, please. Not you.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, it's just that, well, you're not the type for a bathing beauty.
I'm not the type?
No, and besides, this contest is for GIs. And they certainly don't want to see you in a bathing suit.
You mean they don't?
No. Believe me, Linda, you're the kind of a girl a serviceman would much rather see in a fatigue suit. Linda, this may surprise you, I know, but servicemen don't think of you that way. They think of you as a lovely goddess, way up on a high pedestal. Of course, what's a pedestal to a guy who's been through the obstacle course?
Oh, well, Jack, look, I'm awfully disappointed that you don't want me to enter the beauty contest because I just bought the tiniest little bathing suit ever saw.
I don't care how tight. You did, eh?
Yes, but I guess I'd better take it back to the store.
Oh, no, wait, let's not be hasty. Let's... If you've really got your heart set on wearing this new bathing suit, we'd better find out if it's presentable to the public eye.
Well, all right.
Well, I'll tell you, you put it on, Linda, and we'll test it out on someone. Someone with very refined sensitivities.
Well, who do you suggest?
Who do I suggest?
Yeah.
Well, as a boy, I was very nervous.
Oh, I see.
Look, you run along, Linda. Be sure to be back here for the judging in about an hour.
Okay, Jack. See you later.
That reminds me, I got to get a judge for this contest. Now, let's see, who can I get? Well, while I'm cogitating, let's turn to our vocal pinup, lovely little Connie Haynes with G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week, a brand new song written by one of you listeners overseas and mailed into G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Every week, Connie's going to sing one of these originals. And believe me, some really swell songs have found their way from over there to G.I.J.'s L.A. HQ. Incidentally, fellas, if any of you have written a song and you'd like to hear Connie Haynes sing it, just send it to G.I. Journal. And if you can't write music but do have lyrics to a song, send them along and we'll have the music composed for you. Tonight's pinup song, Gray Morning. Words and music by Sergeant Dick Hampton. Dick is overseas with a troop carrier squadron, but he's found time to stack together some fine notes. Okay, Connie.
Raindrops trickling down, rooftops seem to drown. Neath the deluge coming from above. Through the morning's gray, troubles fade away. can wake up on any gray morning with sunbeams spreading my sill. I can wake up on any gray morning and open my eyes with a thrill. This isn't strange, it's no malady. I've only fallen in love. People may frown, the rain may pour down, but I can see that sun above. Oh, I can wake up on any gray morning and wake up thinking of you. For thinking of you is a habit with me to chase away troubles and chance misery. Although when I awake, gray morning means nothing but a day in the sunshine of you.
Thanks, Connie Haynes, and congratulations, Sergeant Dick Hampton. Well, I'm in a spot now. I've got a bathing beauty contest started and no judge. I judge it myself, only everybody would think it's a frame-up. Besides, what do I know about women? All I know is what my father taught me as we sat there on the fire escape of the ladies' Turkish bath. No, sir, I got to get a judge who's fair and honest and...
Good evening. Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Oh, everybody knows me. I'm a general major, current captain, I'm the sad sack.
Sad sack?
Yeah, that's somewhere between a private and a civilian.
Well, tell me, how do you happen to be out of camp? Did you get a pass?
No. I got to be better than a pass. I got a furlough. 4 hours.
There's no such thing as a four-hour furlough. You should have argued with your sergeant.
Well, my buddy tried that, and he's still in camp.
Tell me, Sack, is your sergeant as tough to get a pass out of as the other sergeants?
Oh, no. I got this pass because he's very general. He never says he wants us to be very happy. I gave him $20 and my girl's phone number.
Well, I'm glad you have it along, Sack. I think you're just the man we're looking for. I've got a job for you.
Oh, I'm on vacation. No job.
No, but did you like this job?
No, you don't. No job. I refuse to work.
Well, look, all you have to do is look at pretty girls in bathing suits.
I'm hired.
Well, now, wait a minute. It isn't an easy job to be a judge, you know. You'll have to give me your word that you won't be prejudiced in your judgment.
I promise.
And you won't be influenced by a bewitching smile.
I promise.
Or flashing blue eyes.
I promise.
Or anything else.
No, you don't.
All right, come right this way, girls. Meet our judge, the Sad Sack.
Oh, what a cute judge. Hello, Judgey. My name is Linda.
Please, Sack, remember, no emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Hello, Judge. My name is Snavely.
Stand back. It might be a booby trap.
Okay, now, let's proceed systematically. I've got a pad and a pencil here, and here's the tape measure, Sack. Sack, you get to measure Linda first.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, now, first measure her foot.
5 inches.
5 inches, mm-hmm. And now her neck.
Her enemy in that?
Yeah, why? Why? Why?
What happened to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Okay, it's my turn now.
Yeah, yes. Now measure Mrs. Snavely's foot.
All at once?
Certainly.
Don't you think I ought to ride around it once in a Jeep?
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life. My husband thinks my feet are the nicest thing about me. In fact, he uses them for a model.
Is your husband an artist?
No, he makes first baseman's mitts.
Well, come on, Sack. You've examined both girls. Who's the winner?
Mrs. Snavely.
Mrs. Snavely? For heaven's sakes, why?
Well, because she reminds me of Emma.
Emma? Who's Emma, your sweetheart?
No. Emma, my barracks bag.
That's a fine thing, comparing Mrs. Snavely to an empty barracks bag.
Oh, it's Emily, and not empty. Emily, my laundry's in it.
Brings us to the spot where we honor G.I. Journal's Reporter of the Week. Tell us, if you're proud of your outfit, why not take a fling at being one of G.I. Journal's overseas correspondents? Write up a story on your outfit and send it in to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This week, it's Corporal Johnny Suits. Johnny is stationed with the Chemical Warfare Service Unit, and he reports on the job his particular service is doing. G.I. Journal's Overseas Reporter of the Week by Corporal Johnny Suits, of the Army's Chemical Warfare Service.
The day when we fire eaters have to apologize for our existence is over. We're combat troops in every sense of the word now. We know camouflage, scouting and patrolling, cover and concealment, and the use of weapons. Our mortar crews have broken up enemy attacks spearheaded by the best they could throw at us. In the campaign just concluded, our unit freed an entire infantry battalion that had been trapped and smashed a whole armored column. And boy, what heat our flamethrowers put on those pillboxes. Yes, every hour of the day and night, the Chemical Warfare Service is doing its job. With us, it's fire up, and we'll keep it up.
Thank you.
Linda.
Yes, Jack?
Say, Linda, gee, I'm sorry you didn't win the beauty contest.
Oh, that's all right, Jack.
No, no, it isn't all right, honey. And just to show you... just to show you how I feel about it, I'm going to give you a consolation prize.
Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. What is the consolation prize?
A kiss from me.
I had to open my big mouth.
Well, close a little, will you? I'm going to kiss you now. Now, just relax. That's it. How was it?
Well, that makes two contests I've lost tonight.
Yeah. Well, guess it's time for the old GI Journal to fold up shop and turn in. But before I say goodnight, I want to thank B. Benaderet for a swell performance as Mrs. Snavely, Mel Blanc, who plays the sad sack, Ransom Sherman, and, of course, Linda Darnell. Until next time, this is Jack Carson saying so long.
Remember now, gang, to write in about your outfit and include any gag or joke that you like and see how it sounds when Jack Carson, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Kay Kaiser, and Linda Darnell read it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.